翻到罗马书第六章。
Turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。我们读一段圣经哈，从第三节读到第十一节。
We will read from verses 3 to from verse 3 to 11.
罗马书六章三到十一节。
Romans 6, 3 to 11.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he lived unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我这段时间，我心中的负担乃是跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们在主面前要做一个真实的人。
The burden in my heart is that we will be real before the Lord.
我们今天要真的话，我们要先在主面前，我们有一个要主的心。
To be real today, we need to have a heart that we want the Lord.
我们如果没有一个要主的心，我们谈不上能够在主面前是做一个真的人。
If we do not have a heart for the Lord, then it's useless to talk about being real before Him.
如果我们与主之间出了问题的话，我们求主给我们能够回转。
If there is a problem between us and the Lord, we ask that we will turn back to Him.
我们求主给我帮助我们能够除掉那个刚硬的心。
That may the Lord remove that hardened heart.
所以我们今天要在主面前能够做一个真的人，我们要有一个全心，我们要来追求主，真心来追求主。
To be real before the Lord, we want to really pursue Him.
我们要求主救我们。
And we want Him to deliver us.
第一个，从我们许多的软弱中一个一个把我们救出来。
To deliver us from each and every weakness that is in us.
第二个，帮助我们能够不是在装假。
And help us that we're not just faking it.
我几年前在国内就有一个，我不知道是弟兄还是姊妹，我们问题解答递上来一个纸条，就说我这段时间都是装的，怎么办？
There's a question and answer forum in China, and there was a question said, in the past of, you know, period, I have been faking it all.
你要知道，其实我们都是蛮会装的。
You know, it is quite easy for us to do that.
化妆什么意思？
What does makeup do to you?
对不对？素颜不敢见人，所以我也不知道为什么不敢见人哈。这个但是就是化妆。
some people have to put on makeup first before they can meet other people.
对不对？我们如果家里的话，如果只是家里住就乱七八糟，一有人来哇，大扫除。
Or you know, at home, normally it might be, you know, very disorganized. But when somebody a guest is coming, or you will spend time cleaning up.
可能有人是 always very tidy 啊，这就是说。都一直很整齐的。
Of course, there are people who are always tidy.
但是你要说我们的文化，我们总是很多都是装的。
But in our you know the way of living, there's a lot of things that we just do for others to look at.
信主了之后，我们也继续的装。
And so after we become Christians, we continue this faking.
我们要装，就是说，哎，我们蛮爱主的。
Maybe we want others to see as if we love the Lord very much.
很多时候，这个事实跟我们所表现的差太远。
But the reality and what we try to show is really far away.
神都看得清清楚楚的。
But the Lord sees everything.
没什么好装的。
There is no need for us to think up. Then the third one.
就是我们瞎眼了。
Third one is we are blinded.
我们以为我所追求的就是真的。
We thought that what we are pursuing is real.
总是最好的。
Or it's the best.
在我们在学校在工作，我们以为我这样做是最好的。
So maybe in school or at work, we think the way we're pursuing that's the best.
过了一些年，你说，哎呦，浪费了好多时间。
But then after a few years, you look back, you realize you have wasted your time.
这个。很多人好像读书会转系。
For example, some people change their majors.
不见得是说，但大有可能是过去读的觉得没什么用。
Well, of course, it's possible they think what they majored in was useless.
我们需要转一个系。
So they have to change their major.
这个很多的事情要让我们眼睛求主可以打开。
But many things, we pray that the Lord will open our eyes.
我遇到一个老弟兄。
I met an older brother.
我们跟他交通说，这个有些他现在所追求的路，方向不对。
And we shared with him that the direction that he's going is not right.
但是他就说是对的。
But he said no, it is right.
因为不止他这样走，还有带领他的人也这样走。
Because not only is he walking that way, the one who's leading him is going that direction too.
到了八十几岁的时候。
But when he got to his 80s.
好，他眼睛打开了。
His eyes was open.
我们有机会能够常常一起聚会，就不是一起了，反正有机会聚在一起。
And we had chance to be together.
他的祷告说：“我浪费了许多的时间。”
His prayer was, I have wasted so much of my time.
我已经八十几岁人了。
Now I'm in my 80s.
但是呢，他另外一个祷告就是我感谢你，你开了我眼。
But the other prayer is, Lord, I thank you, you have opened my eyes.
他到九十多岁才被主接走的。
He was received by the Lord when he was in his 90s.
所以我们求主给我们不做一个瞎眼的人。
So we pray that we will not be a blind person.
特别在跟从主的事上，求主给我们不是瞎眼的。
Especially in our walk with the Lord, that we will not be blind.
主耶稣在地上一直讲法利赛人，就是他以为他们是对的，结果他们是错的。
The Lord, when he was on earth, kept rebuking the Pharisees because they were hypocrites.
我们在下一点就是说，我们读主的话，我们聚会有的目的就是为了遇见主。
Now, our purpose in reading His Word and gathering together is to meet the Lord.
我们能够遇见主，乃是主的话能够滋润我们。
If we meet the Lord, then His Word can give us nourishment.
我很喜欢弟兄们用这个字滋润。
I really like the word nourishment.
住在 Minnesota 的人应该知道很干。
Because the weather here is very dry.
我三十年前到 Minnesota 来的时候，我觉得擦 lotion 就女孩子做的。
And to me, I think putting on lotions are for women only.
因为这个，那时候觉得好像凉凉呛一点，擦 lotion 觉得还香香的呢。
Because lotions also has that fragrance.
过了一年，我发现哇，皮肤都裂了。
But then, because not putting lotion, my skin cracked.
我就发现，哦，擦 lotion 中文叫什么？护肤膏啊？不是，乳。Okay. 就是说，哎，这个是蛮滋润我的皮肤的，哎。
Because it moistened my skin.
所以我就明白什么叫做滋润我们的生命。
And so I kind of understand what's anointing.
我们没有主的话是干的。
When we do not have the word of the Lord, we are dry.
刚刚唱的诗歌是这样 ，It's dry, 是干的，但是有主的话，真的能够滋润，那是很舒服的。
But in the Lord's word has an anointing on it.
它需要我们能够遇见我们的主。
So we need to meet our Lord.
第二个，我们需要有启示。
The second thing is we need to have revelation.
没有启示，我们只会守规条、守律法、守道理。
Without revelation, we're just keeping rules and keeping laws.
但是我觉得对于很多初信的弟兄姊妹来说。
But for many young believers,
对于启示这件事觉得很玄。
To them, revelation seems very abstract.
所以我会勉励初信的弟兄姊妹，一开始好好学顺服的功课。
So I encourage young believers to learn to submit to the Lord.
我们可以先跟，可能还不是很明白，但是我愿意跟。当我们愿意跟的时候，神能够使我们明白的。
So maybe at the start you just follow, and once you start following, the Lord will let you understand.
真的是重生得救了，主的生命在你里面，照着那个生命给你平安不平安来做事。
You are already born again. Now according to that life within you, you follow that life, whether it's peaceful, you go. If it's not peaceful, you don't go.
我记得我。像很多我二十多岁的时候，我对于启示意象这个东西啊，我摸不着的。
In my twenties, I cannot understand revelation and I cannot touch vision.
我把它暂时摆下。
So I just lay them aside for
that time. 但是有一件事是说，我读圣经，我到主面前，我专心的寻找神的原则。
But when I read the Bible, I look for God's principles.
我要看看神的原则，神怎么做事情的。
Now, how does God work?
所以我只抓了两段的圣经。
So I only hold on to two passages.
第一个圣经就是先寻求他的国与他的义，这些东西都要加给你。
First is seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
第二个乃是倚靠等候他的，必不羞愧。
And the second is, he that waits upon the Lord will not be ashamed.
我跟主说，如果这个我抓不住，什么属灵的东西都是虚谈。
If those two I cannot hold on to, then the rest is nothing.
我必须看见我的主是可信的。
I need to see that my Lord is somebody I can trust.
我要经历我信他的话，我没有羞愧的。
And if I can trust him,Then and I will not be ashamed.
在我还在学校读书的那些年，到研究院毕业了，这个我发现一件事：神说过的话，神要成就，神不开玩笑的。
I discovered through my years in school and through graduate school that what God Himself said will always be fulfilled.
一直到了这七八年的时间。
And after 7-8 years.
大概最近的七八年的时间
The recent 7-8 years
我才对启示稍微有点理解
I have some understanding of revelation
我发现当我们专心要求主的话主会给我们看见
If we really are single in our pursuit for the Lord He will let us see
我记得我跟你们交通过这个腓立比书我们可以看一下腓立比书第四章
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
跟第七节。
And 7.
他说应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be careful for, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
我常常用这些圣经就鼓励大家说，应当一无挂虑。
I use this verse to encourage others, like be anxious of nothing.
因为那时候我没有挂虑。
Because there was nothing for me to be anxious about.
我讲得很大声说不要挂虑。
So it was easy for me to tell other people not to be anxious.
五年前我在洛杉矶的机场。
But 5 years ago in the airport in Los Angeles,
我到台湾参加聚会，我一个人飞回去。
I was by myself going to fly to Taiwan for this conference.
那时候脑袋胡思乱想，这个一点平安都没有。
Then in my mind, there's all these random thoughts, and there was no peace in my heart.
飞回去，等一下飞机有什么事啊？什么家里有什么事？哦，那时候又是冬天，我心里面一点平安都没有。
What if something happened to the plane? What if something happened to my family? And so there was no peace in my heart.
我想起这些圣经节。
Then I thought of this verse.
我就背。
And then I memorized.
没用，我还是这么担心。
There was no use. I was still not peaceful.
我就发现，神的话如果用不上，那句话只是道理。
And then I said, if I cannot use the word of God, then it's just doctrine.
我到了一个地步，我说，我今天如果不能够这句话成为我的，我从此不读这段圣经。
So I said, if this word cannot be really mine, then I'm not going to read this again.
因为我在告诉人，只是把道理传给人，这段话从来用不上在我身上。
Because when I'm saying this to other people, it's just doctrine. It has not been effective in my life.
这个我就在洛杉矶的机场，这个在明州已经算是深夜了，我就一直向主祷告主，你不把这些圣经给我是真的，那我真的不知道怎么办。
So I pray to the Lord, if you don't make this real to me, I don't know what I'm going to do.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲，我不知道过了多久， maybe 半小时还是十五分钟，有一个平安进到我心中来了。
I don't know how much time passed, but maybe half an hour, the peace just entered into my heart.
这个平安带了我那一次整个的行程。
And that peace kept me through my whole trip.
我跟你讲，飞机的确有点事，没油了。
There was lack of fuel in that plane.
坐过飞机飞就报告说我们没油了。
They announced that there's no fuel.
我们要在附近机场降落去加油。
So we need to stop by a close airport and then have refueling there.
我到了台湾参加聚会。
When I got to Taiwan, the conference there.
好多人生病。
The many people were sick.
包括江弟兄那时候都九十多岁了，他都吐了。
Including Brother Kong, he was already in his 90s. He was vomiting.
主的恩典很够用，他吐完超量胀讲才讲了一个半小时。
But the grace of the Lord was enough for him to immediately come back up to preach.
我也病了。
I also was sick.
我是聚会后终于中奖。
But I was sick after the meeting.
但是呢，我说主，你已经带我回来，但我只是想吐没吐。
I have that urge to vomit, but it didn't really happen.
我坐飞机回来了。
And then I came back from the plane.
我相信啊，不是我妈给我的仙丹啊。
I don't think it's the medicine that my mom gave me.
这个很有用的，你试试看，可以不吐的。
My mom said this is a good medicine. You take it, it will help you.
结果我上了飞机就一点都不想吐，就平安回来。
But when I get to the plane, I really didn't feel
anything. 整个行程就是一开始这段圣经的话。
So it all started with this word from the Lord. 应当
一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
把你所要的告诉神。
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
就是你这样子告诉他相信的话，主就要把那个出人意外的平安给你。
And if you make your request known to the Lord, He will give the peace of God.
不是你自己哪来的，是主给你的。
It is not something you take hold of. It's something that He gives you.
上次我跟大家交通到罗马书第七章。
Last time I shared about Romans 7.
我说我们有个挣扎，就是我要行善，我行不出来；我恨恶的恶，我去做了。
I mentioned that we have struggled, that we cannot do the good that we want to do, but in turn, we do the evil that we do not want.
那个答案是在第八章。
And the answer is in chapter 8.
只有那些随从圣灵的人，不随从肉体的人，能够经历我这个第七章的得胜。
only those who walk in the spirit and those who do not walk in the flesh can experience this victory.
我后来再去思想啊，第八章第二节有一句话叫生命圣灵的律。
Yeah, and so when I went back, I was meditating on verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
我就在想，怎么叫做律呢？
Now what is the law?
你知道地心引力，你一定你跳出去一定往下掉。
A law is something that's gonna happen, definitely.
律是不变的。
It will not change.
你是一个属肉体的人，你一定倒。
If you are of the flesh, you will fall.
但是如果你是愿意跟从圣灵的，你就不会倒。
But if you are walking with the Spirit, you will not fall.
你就会经历什么叫生命平安。
Then you will experience life and peace.
这是我上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
This is what I shared last time.
我也跟弟兄姊妹交通过哈，罗马书有两个点，两个大事情是我一直没解通的。
And I also shared there are two things in the book of Romans that was not clear.
一个就是第七章。
One is chapter 7.
另外一个是今天我们读过的第六章。
The other is the chapter 6 that we read today.
第六章告诉我们说，我们已经跟主联合，我们跟主死了。
It talks about we are united with Christ and we are already dead.
我们已经在罪中被释放了。
We are already freed from sin.
我们今天已经能够有一个地位是可以不犯罪的。
We are in a position that we do not have to sin.
我们可以过圣洁的生活了。
We can have a holy life.
你知道我年轻的时候，我弟兄姊妹，如果我们要真的要走的话，你最终有一步是我要过圣洁的生活。
You will have a desire. If you want the Lord, you will have a desire to live a holy life.
你恨恶我们活在一个不圣洁的生活。
You will dread living an unholy life.
所以我们那时候就很愿意。
So we were very willing.
那时候年长的弟兄们说啊，就是说不要看电视。
So elder brother said, don't watch the TV.
二十多年下来，我们现在不要整天用电脑。
So maybe today we said, don't keep on using the computer.
我们那时候就有电视好了，说不要看电视。
So they told us.Don't keep on
最好家里没电视就试探少了。
The best thing is not to own one because then there's less temptation.
所以我们那时候呢，我们有几些弟兄们啊，这个真的有心要追求主。
So there were a few of us who really want to pursue the Lord.
我看这个电视，这个不看，但是送给人好像有点浪费啊。这个反正不舍得，就收到衣橱里面去了。
Well, we don't want to watch the TV, but we still cannot give it away, so we put it in the closet.
我们有个弟兄，他的决心更好。
Another brother, he's even more firm.
他从二楼把电视摔下去。
He threw the TV from second floor down.
够决心了吧？
Don't you think that's really showing resolve?
这个全部丢掉，我就是不看电视。
I'm throwing that away because I'm not going to watch TV again.
我跟你讲，我们偶尔也不错啊，两三个月啊，就是看。
It took us probably 2-3 months. We were able to do it.
一开始，这个不错，你看圣洁。
See, we're so holy.
到了过了两个月啊，这个是咬牙切齿的看。
After 2-3 months, it was difficult. We're gnashing our teeth.
终于有一天。对着那个衣橱在看。
One day we were looking into the closet.
我们弟兄更妙，他就买了一台新的。
Another brother, the one who threw away, bought a new one.
你知道后来我有车了。
Later on, I had a car.
我也自己住。
And I live by myself.
我还是不买电视。
I didn't buy a TV.
我说这试探不可以摆在我旁边的。
Because I don't want a temptation before me.
但是呢，有一件事，但是呢，有车很麻烦。
But it's not easy to have a car.
去哪里都可以去了。
You can go anywhere you want.
当很想看电视的时候，就开车去看。
So when you want to watch TV, then you go take your car to watch TV.
那时候主日聚会完了。
So after Sunday morning meeting,
下午就开始打 football。
In the afternoon, went
打橄榄球了。
Yeah, went to play football.
我不 play 了，我就看了。
Oh, you oh what?
我会被撞死啊！如果我
play, I went to watch football.
如果你们那时候是跟我同年代的，你去 Rosedale Mall, 一定看到一个傻瓜坐在电视
I went to Roseville Mall to watch football game there.
看完才回家,
and watch until it's done.
走过的人就觉得这个回家看着好吗？在这里看都不买。
Probably those who passed by thought, "What is he doing here? Why can't he go home and watch TV at home?"
我告诉大家，我试过这个，我就失望。
And I was despaired, you know, having tried this.
这段圣经怎么动的？
Say, how can you apply this verses here?
我根本做不到。
I can't do it.
我里面根本就想看。
Inside of me, I want to watch.
我有一段时间很厌烦这段圣经。
And so I don't want to.
我说圣经里面有些话是我一直都不会搞懂的。
So I couldn't understand these verses.
过了一些年了。
After a few years.
其实也不是我，我其实常常听到弟兄姊妹这样说。
I always hear brothers and sisters say.
我们读到这个，我们就问你死了吗？
When we read this, we ask other people, "Are you dead?"
没死。
No.
半死。
Maybe half dead.
半死不活。
Half dead, half alive. Not completely dead.
死了一点点。
Maybe a little bit.
我说这是什么回答？
What kind of answer?
这里明明说你死了嘛。
But here it says you.
所有的回答回来跟我想的一样。
So all their answers are similar to mine.
说对我来讲，要过得胜的生活是不可能的事。
So to live a victorious life is impossible.
我记得我去参加西海岸的聚会。
So one time I went to the East Coast, a West Coast meeting.
这个蓝培的弟兄交通了。
And then Brother Lance.
他又交通这一段。
Shared on this passage.
我很专心的听，我说救我，他今天讲道可不可以救我？
So I said, "Oh, save me, Lord! Deliver me, Lord!"
他就说，你知道，主耶稣在主耶稣身上发生的，就是在你身上发生的。
He said, "What happened in the with the Lord happened in you."
主耶稣死就是你死。
He died, so you died.
主耶稣埋葬你就埋葬。
He's buried, so you're buried.
主耶稣复活你就复活。
He's resurrected, so you're
resurrected. 主耶稣升天你就升天。
He's ascended, you're ascended.
他就问你们现在在哪里？
Where are you?
我大家都会回答，孩子都会回答，在天上。
Of course, you're up there in heaven.
我们这位以色列弟兄是很妙的。
他就说，这是你，这个拿起他的大圣经，他说这个是耶稣。 So he said, this piece of paper is
you
and this Bible.
你在圣经里面，在主耶稣里面。
So put that paper in the Bible.
他就在台上走来走去了，然后我把圣经带到钢琴去，你现在在哪里啊？
So he folded his Bible, he walked to the piano.
他又走到另外那边，现在在哪里啊？
I don't walk to the other side, where are you now?
我不是说我们弟兄讲的不好，只是我很失望，讲完没救了。
I'm just disappointed, not that he didn't say it well, he just didn't save me. These are all facts.
但是我没有解我的问题。
But it didn't solve my problem.
这个搞了我很久。
So I struggled with it for a long time.
所以后来有一次，这个是在我deep in my heart 的一个问题，我说这个罗马是真难读啊。
So deep in my heart, to me, this is very difficult to read, this book of Romans.
有一天我不经意的去翻了一个尼托森弟兄的一个交通。
So one time I opened Brother Nee's sharing.
我读到就是这样读一读，我是随意的翻了一页来读。
So I just randomly opened and read one.
刚好又讲这个罗马书第六章。
And it was talking about Romans 6.
他说，如果你要经历第六章，你要主动的住在基督里。
He said, if you want to experience Romans 6, you have to deliberately abide in him.
我跟你讲，那天这句话把我抓住了。That
day, that phrase caught me.
我说这个是我不知道的。I
said I didn't know.
我以为我住在基督里是主耶稣成就的。I
thought that what me abiding in the Lord is already accomplished.
我没有想到是我需要自己去住在基督里面。I
didn't realize that I have to abide in him.
这个给我里面的兴奋是我没办法讲的。So
that day, I was very excited. I couldn't express.
尼弟兄自己的经历读这一段。I
know Brother Nee when he read this passage.
他有一天他读明白了。
One day he understood.
他从楼上跑到下去。
he ran from upstairs to
downstairs.
And he saw the cook.
他就抱住那个弟兄，他说：“弟兄，你知道吗？我死了。”
He embraced that cook and said, "I'm dead."
哇，那个弟兄吓死了。
The cook was.
他说他读圣经读到会说他死了。
How can he read the Bible and say he's dead?
因为他看见主所成就的是一件什么事情。
Because he has seen what the Lord has accomplished.
我那天有点这个感觉，是很想告诉人说，我终于找到了。
That day, I really want to tell some other people, I've found it.
你知道弟兄会里面有个弟兄叫做Evan Roberts。
There was a brother called Evan Roberts.
这个也被主用的一个弟兄。
He was greatly used by the Lord.
他是打第六章去教他孩子。
He taught his kids a Roman.
他在清运组在读圣经的时候。
When he was having devotion with the Lord.
他的儿子。 就在他旁边,
his son was beside him.
但他为了不要孩子吵,
so that the kid will not bother him. He draw a circle on the floor.
他说,
he said, "You have to be in Jesus."
你就留在这个圈,
now you stay within this circle.
不要跑出来,
don't get out of that circle.
留在那个圈的里面,
just stay in there.
一切都好了,
everything is fine.
说这孩子很听话，也不吵他准备聚会。
So the child was very obedient.
突然那个孩子过来拍拍巴巴，什么事啊？
And then all of a sudden he was not
孩子非常天真的，他说我跑出这个圈了。
He said I have gone away from that circle.
Gone out of the circle. 他说他怕了，他说哎你叫我不要出来，我现在出来了怎么办？
He said I'm already out of that circle. What happened?
这个爸爸很有智慧，他说 "Just go back in."
And he was very wise. The dad said, "Just go back in."
再进去吧。
Go back in.
我跟你讲，这也是我很久听的。I've
heard this a long time ago.
但是哦，我是一直到很后来才明白了这个真实的事。
But it's only a very late that I understand.
是我们自己主动走回去的。
That we will go back.
我们客观的地位，主已经成就了。
Yes, the objective position the Lord has already achieved. But subjectively, we have to experience ourselves.
我们读一段圣经，我们翻到罗马书第八章。
We need to read Romans 8 here.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你看这里说，而且属肉体的人不能，这八章第九节。 这个，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属灵了，属圣灵了。But
ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you.
我们翻到哥林多前书第三章。First
Corinthians 3.
哥林多前书第三章。 第三节。
1 Corinthians 3:3. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men?
所以你看到，罗马书第八章第九节说，你有基督的灵，就是你重生了，你就不是属肉体的。
In Romans 8, it says that you have the Spirit of Christ. You are no longer in the flesh.
但是到了，你看哥林多前书这里说，你们人是属肉体的。
But here it says ye are yet carnal.
所有的表现里面都是属肉体的表现。
Because all that is manifested outward is fleshly.
所以我们读圣经，你就发现一件事情：一个是主已经成就的一个客观的事实，我们有的地位。
So when we read the Bible, one side, we see that something God has accomplished is objective truth. But on the other hand, we need to experience it subjectively. Book of Romans tell us the Lord has given us this position. But it is our responsibility to subjectively experience it. If we by our own volition, abide in Christ.
我们与主的交通没有间断。
And our fellowship with Him, there's no gap.
你就发现你能够顺从圣灵。
Then you can obey the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵的律就带我们过得胜的生活。
The law of the Spirit of life will lead us through a victorious life.
我们刚刚在看罗马书第六章。
We were looking at Romans 6 a while ago.
我今天愿意再交通一些关于这里讲，我们的旧人已经与基督同钉。
I want to talk about our old man is crucified with him.
我们要来看看什么是旧人呢？
We want to see what is our old man.
我们知道这个旧人就是从亚当生下来这个堕落的人。
This old man is one that came from Adam.
也可以说是我们的老我，或者就是我。
It is also our old self.
也可以说是我们的魂的生命。
Or it is our soul life.
所以我们发现了，主说我们旧人与他同钉了。
So the Lord said the old man is crucified with
him. 这是客观的事实，主已经成就。
This objective.Truth has already been accomplished.
主观的，我们在这个旧人的里面有些东西我们需要对付。
But subjectively, there are things in this old man that we have to deal with.
第一个，我们需要对付肉体。
First is we need to deal with the flesh.
肉体就是这个旧人的表现。
The flesh is the manifestation of the old man.
旧人的生活跟他的活出来的显出来的情况。
The life of this old man and what it's lived out.
第二个我们需要对付的是我们的己。
The second is we need to deal with self.
我们讲到魂的生命整个包起来就是我们的己的生命。
The soul life is the life of the self.
从这里看呢，我们这个己生命特别讲到是我们的意见与我们的主张。
Here the self talks about our opinion and our right.
第三个，那是对付我们的天然。
And the third is to deal with our nature.
我们第天然人的能力、才干、办法、手段。
The natural man has its handwork, its ways. We have to deal with that.
我们先来看一看对付肉体。
So let's focus first on dealing with the flesh.
我上次已经跟大家讲了，肉体就是腐烂的肉。
We already said that the flesh is rotten meat.
肉体没办法达到神所要的。
The flesh cannot achieve what God wants.
肉体没办法过一个无罪的生活。
The flesh cannot live a sinless life.
我们用自己的力量想去抗拒犯罪是不可能的。
If we use our own strength,To go against sin, there's no way.
我们可能在一些行为上的罪，我们可能胜过一点点。
Maybe we can overcome some of the little sins.
但是不可能解决我们倾向去犯罪的那个性情，解决不了。
But there is no way for us to overcome that sinful nature.
你越去对付一个罪，你发现那个吸引越大。
You realize the more you are trying to deal with one sin, the attraction to commit sin is greater.
我不要去看电视，熬了两个月，最后我们天天坐在那里看。
Like I used my example, I try not to watch TV, but after 2-3 months, I'm watching it, you know, all day.
好像补回来过去没看的时间。
As if I'm just taking back all the time lost.
我们翻到加拉太书第五章。
Now let's turn to Galatians 5.
加拉太书第五章。第五章第二十四节
Galatians 5:24
他这里说凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affection and lust
他这里说哈，这个我们今天是已经我们是自己主动的要把自己肉体和肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上
Today, we want to crucify our affections and lust.
把肉体钉死是我们的责任。
To crucify the flesh is our responsibility.
在整个总称的里面说，旧人的钉死是主做的。
The old man is crucified is done by the Lord.
但在救人里面，在 itemize 的话，每一个我们要去经历的话，是我们自己要主动把自己钉死。
But each of the items that is in the old man, we need to experientially have them crucified.
如果你看罗马书啊，不是加泰书是第五章哈。
Galatians 5.
你看这个前后，他都提到圣灵。
It always mentioned about the Holy Spirit.
第十六节他说，我说你当顺从圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
Verse 16, it says, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
第二十五节，我们若靠着圣灵的身，就当靠圣灵而行。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
这是我们该尽的本分。
This is what we should do.
所以我们要知道圣经客观的真理，我们第一个，我们是要相信主已经做成了。
So with the objective truth in the Bible, we need to believe that the Lord has accomplished them already.
但是只是相信还是不够，需要我们主动去把自己带到十字架去。
But believing is not enough. We need to bring ourselves before the cross.
对付肉体，这个责任是我们做的。
To deal with the flesh, it's our responsibility.
我们主动去做，但是那个能力是神给的。
We want to do it, but the strength really is coming from God.
我们没有能力的。
Because we do not
have the strength. 我们只是把自己摆在圣灵的里面，圣灵的能力能够致使我们这个肉体。
We just come before the Holy Spirit. The strength of the Holy Spirit can deal with the flesh.
我们来看第二个，就是对付我们的己。
The second is dealing with self.
我们已经讲了，对付己这个最重要的就是我们的意见与主张。
Now, dealing with self, the most important issue is with regards to our opinion and our views.
人在地上都是看重我们的意见是什么。
People always put very high regard to opinion.
所以我们发现了为什么我们说民主就是要选举。
So in democracy, we vote.
我们就发现大家把你的意见搞出来，多数的赢。
So put out your opinion and the majority wins.
在神的家中不是这样子的。
Now in God's household, it's not like that.
如果我们都把意见摆出来，我们只是肉体。另外一个表现就是己的表现，我们都有意见。
If we just put out our opinion, it's all manifesting self.
翻到马太福音第十六章。
Matthew, let's turn to Matthew 16.
马太福音第十六章第二十一节。
16:21.
我想这一段我就死读中文了，这个马太福音二十一章十六到二十五，十六章二十一到二十五节。
From verse 21 to 25.
他说：“从此耶稣指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司、长文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：‘主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。’”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，推我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。”于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从。”这一段，这个我们看到哈，这个彼得很，当主耶稣说他要去钉死，彼得就非常爱耶稣说：“不要。”
When the Lord said he has to be crucified.Peter loved the Lord and said, No, don't do it.
你发现彼得说不要去死吧。
Peter is saying, No, don't die.
对啊，为什么要去死呢？
Why? Why do you have to die?
这是人的意思。
This is the will of man.
但主耶稣怎么讲呢？
But what did the Lord say?
他说你只体贴人的意思，没体贴到神的意思。
He said, You savor not the things of God, but of man.
所以换句话说，主在告诉彼得说，你那个完全出于你自己。
So the Lord is telling Peter that is out of yourself.
并且你是体贴你的感觉。
And you savor your feeling.
我想我们上次讲过了哈，那个体贴啊，我们都不想受伤，不想受害，什么最好都是很 comfort.
We don't want to suffer. We want to be comfortable.
你发现彼得给了这个意见之后。二十四节就是耶稣就说，于是耶稣说你要舍己。
And after Peter gave this opinion, the Lord said, you have to deny yourself.
他说你要放掉你的意见。
Leave your opinion aside.
把你的意识放在一边。
Leave your will aside.
我们知道己里面所包括的就是你的心思、情感、意志。
We know the self is composed of your feeling, your will and your mind.
这三样东西哈，就是我们包就成为我们怎么会发表我的意见。
All these three together, is the manifestation.
我情感不喜欢，我就告诉不要这样做。
So if I don't feel like it, I'll say don't do it.
我这个意见出来是因为我情感不喜欢。
This opinion is out of my feeling.
我定义要去做什么事了。
If I will to do something,
我就劝我口才好一点，就可以拉你一起来做。
So maybe I can convince other people to do it.
我把我所有的意见把你拉过来，跟我一起做。
I can convince you by making you follow my will.
所以我们发现了，当一个人是满了自己的意见与主张的话，我们发现就知道这个人的气是非常的大。
If you are full of your own opinion and strong will, then your self is really big.
所以这主耶稣在这里讲，当我们怎爱发意见的时候，主说我们要舍己背十字架。
So when we want to voice out our opinion, the Lord said, "You deny yourself. Take up your cross."
我们每次讲到十字架
，Whenever we talk about cross,
我们就想到很苦。
Oh, we think about suffering.
对吧？我们又怕苦，又怕穷，反正讲到十字架又苦又穷又没衣服穿，就是最糟糕的。
We're afraid of suffering, poverty, and drudgery and all that.
十字架根本没跟我们讲什么苦啊穷啊。
But actually, the cross is not talking about poverty or suffering.
你钉上去就一件事，就是死了。
It talks about death.
没有跟你什么穷啊苦啊。
It doesn't talk about poverty or suffering.
你想，如果你死了，你还怕穷吗？
If you're dead, are you still afraid of poverty?
你死了，你还怕苦吗？
If you're dead, are you still afraid of suffering?
没感觉的了。
No, a dead person has no sense at all.
主耶稣的死是一次的。
The death of our Lord is just one.
已经成就了宇宙中一个很大的事实。
It is a finished work. It has accomplished the biggest thing here.
我们今天要来经历这个十字架究竟能够做什么，我们就要背十字架。
To experience what this cross has done, we need to take up our cross.
这个背十字架跟宗教里面的苦修是不同的。
This taking up of the cross.Is different from in religious practice of inflicting suffering on yourself.
圣经从来没有要我们苦修的。
The Bible never taught self-infliction.
乃是叫我们钉死。
But it is to be crucified.
所以第一个，我们发现这个己，我们需要是钉死。
So the self has to be crucified.
第二个哈，我们要看到这己里面有撒旦。
And we should see that inside that self is Satan.
马太福音第十六章这里，当彼得说：“主啊，万不可如此。
”When Peter said to the Lord that this shall not be unto thee,
你千万不要去死。
You cannot do that, definitely, Lord.
主耶稣怎么讲
？What did the Lord say?
撒旦，退我后边去吧。
Satan, get thee behind me.
他没有说彼得，你怎么这样讲？
He didn't say, "Well, Peter, you shouldn't say that."
他先斥责说：“撒旦，退去。
”What the Lord did was to rebuke Satan.
然后才跟彼得说：“你是体贴人，不体贴神。
”And then he said to Peter that you savor things of not the things of God, but of men.
你记得犹大要卖主前发生什么事
？Remember what happened before Judas sold the Lord?
犹大是一个非常爱钱并且贪钱的一个人。
He is one who loves money and is greedy.
他是耶稣的门徒，他都没改变过他贪钱。
He is a disciple, but he never changed. He was always greedy.
你看他最后的晚餐结束了。
So after the Last Supper ended,
圣经告诉我们说，撒旦就进入犹大的心。
The Bible said Satan entered into Judas' heart.
犹大就出去了。
And then Judas left.
所以你要知道，我们己的里面藏了撒旦。
Because in the self, Satan is in there.
所以我们今天有一件事哈，我们需要拒绝撒旦的。
We need to resist the evil one.
圣经在雅各书里面告诉我们，你抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就逃走。
Because in James it says, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
魔鬼给我们一些意念不一定都是坏。
Some of these thoughts that are introduced by Satan may not necessarily look bad.
我们人有个人我今天要会遭遇一个艰难他说哎呀不要去遭遇有没有其他方法不用受这个苦他的意思是坏的吗？
So if somebody says, oh, you don't have to suffer, maybe you go this way, you don't have to. Don't you think that's a bad idea?
但主说，这是体贴人，不就是体贴神的。
But the Lord said, this favors man, and not God.
在主的路上是没路的。
This is not the way of the Lord.
所以我们今天已经信主了。
Now today, we are already believers.
我们不是只是为着人爱听或者什么给人讲一些安所安慰他的话。
We cannot just say things that sound good or comforting to people.
不小心的，这是我的意见，并且还有撒旦叫我讲这些话的。
We cannot just speak out of ourselves, or even worse, it's Satan who wants us to speak like that.
第三个
，The third thing，
对付己，不是人的涵养。
To deal with self, it's not of man.
涵养这个应该中英文要怎么翻呢 ？The characters or
intrinsic
孔孟之道就是教我们涵养嘛，是吧
？Good teaching，
这个叫什么？就是好的表现、
oh.
，very polite， 这个。
哦、oh.。
我不知道这个字啊。
Like good character.
Yeah, good showing out.
Oh, showing of good character.
Yeah. 反正中国人知道什么叫孔孟之道。
You know the teaching of Confucius or like Tao?
我最喜欢看老夫子。
I like the comics, right?
他们讲到谦让，我最爱看那一篇。
And when they talk about letting others go first.
啊，他们有一个是进一个电梯。
So they are walking into an elevator.
老夫子都说你先。
That 老夫子 he said, you go first.
另外一个人说你先。
And then the other guy said, oh, no, you go first.
你先，你先。
So both are saying, you go first.
我终于两个一去，电梯已经关了，两个砰就到了头了。
And then finally they went together and they hit the elevator door.
你知道这个都是外面这种的教导，这种的我要做到这样体面的。
These are all outward. Outward action because of good teaching.
我跟你讲，孔孟教出来的我们这种中国人
，the teaching of Confucius and Meng, you know, show teach us like we Chinese are under that teaching.
我们会觉得我能够这样子，哇，我是大好人。
And when we can do this kind of good things, we feel we're very good people.
我们也觉得我们给人的意见是最好的。
And we also think the opinion that we give others is the best.
并且我们还有说，哦，你不接受我意见，没问题。这个民主自由社会嘛，你要怎么想都可以。
And then we say, well, if you don't accept my opinion, that's okay. That's it, very democratic.
但是我心中告诉你，我的意见比你好得多。
But in my heart, I said, my opinion, of course, is the best.
但是我外面呢，啊，没问题的。这，你的意见很好。
But outwardly, we say, oh no, that's fine.
所以我们发现哈。这个如果我们进入了这样子，我们就会变成一个很自义的人。
So if we enter into this, we become self-righteous.
圣经里面有个叫约伯，就是掉进这个问题里。
So Job got into this kind of situation.
如果我们都在这个外面这个修养上面，我们都尽量中国人说这个修心养性。
Yeah, if outwardly we can achieve certain level of goodness.
我们会发现，哎，我做人不错。
Then we say to ourselves, I'm not a bad person. I'm pretty good.
这个哈会把我们蒙蔽了。
Now this will blind us.
我们不容易被主光照。
And we cannot the light cannot shine on us.
圣灵也不容易摸着我们这个人的。
And the Holy Spirit cannot touch us.
是我们这里求主的怜悯。
So.May we have the mercy of the Lord.
有时候我其实我们大部分都很爱发表意见的。
Now most of us really are very opinionated.
你看到没有？大家吃饭的时候，我都没看过有停的时候。
So when we're having meal, we're continually talking.
除非很饿。
Unless we're very hungry.
头几 头几分钟是拼老命的吃。
Maybe first few minutes you just eating.
再不是就在那个饭桌上面就尽量发表意见。
Otherwise, it's full of opinions.
但你要知道，我们都是这样的人。
We're all like that.
但是我们这样子，只要我们愿意到主面前。
But if we're willing to come before the Lord,
我们会被主来光照。
The Lord will shine His light on us.
最后一点提到的这个旧人，就是对付我们的天然。
Lastly, talking about dealing with the old man is dealing with our old nature.
你知道我们旧人啊，太能很，对，我们在座都很能干的。
All of us are very capable people.
我跟你讲，神也不要用不能干的人。
Well, God does not want to use not people who are not capable.
但是神不能够用我们天然的能干。
But He cannot use our natural capability.
我们必须被主来 transform， 把被主来改过来。
We have to be transformed by Him.
你看圣经里面有一个人叫做雅各。
There's a person in the Bible called Jacob.
这个人我们常常讲他好伟大。
We said, wow, he's so shrewd.
我今天用另外一个角度说，他很能干。
But you can also say he's very capable.
他很有能力。
He's very strong.
是啊，他这个很有手段。
He can really use manipulate.
那双胞胎生出哥哥先出来，岂有此理先出来，抓住他的脚分就出来。
Even during his birth, he can grab onto his brother and be trying to be the first to come out.
他有方法把哥哥那个长子名分骗过来的。
And he has a scheme to take away the firstborn title.
不要只看到鬼诈，他整天都看他哥什么时候可以骗掉他的这个长子的名分。
He was observant, waiting for the right time to take away that firstborn title.
他有点才干了，看哦，每次你打猎回来累成那样，就想喝东西。
So he knows the right time to do such things.
有一次，他就把那个用一个红豆汤，就把那个长子名分骗到。
So with a bowl of lentil soup, he was able to take away that firstborn title from the brother.
他那个长子的祝福。
And also the firstborn blessing.
他联合他妈妈两个人的手段，把祝福抢过来。
So together with the mom, they scheme to take away this blessing.
到了他的舅舅家去。
Now he went to his uncle's house.
给他舅舅骗了他，怎么这个娶他也没娶对，这个就要白白替他做二十年。
So he was deceived by the uncle and had to work 20 years.
他有手段，你要我做二十年，我把你财产全部拿过来。
But he used those 20 years to obtain all his wealth.
到他离开巴旦野兰的时候。他舅舅不知道剩下什么东西了，全部牛羊啥的都给他带走了。
So when he left Paddan Aram, he was able to take away everything from him.
这个人的天然能干，非常能干的人。
He was a very capable man.
当他回家要见他哥哥，又怕被杀。
And then when he was going to meet his brother, he was afraid that he'll be killed.
他的脑袋没停过的，我发现。
So his mind is non-stop working.
他说剩下回去怎么见我哥呢？
So now, how am I going to meet my brother?
看，跟我这么多人。
There's so many people with me right now.
不要学他，他第一个先把礼物塞在前面，然后你贪心要什么呢？先把礼物送上去。
So first he put the gifts first out there.
他娶了几个太太也这里都显出来了哈，
这
个不是很喜欢的太太先还在前面。
The wife that he doesn't like very much, they go first.
就是要杀先杀掉这些先了。
So they can kill those first.
其实到最后，他还是告诉你，我最喜欢、最爱的就是拉杰。
And then, of course, he still likes Rachel.
我去巴达野兰就是为了娶她。
Because all I went there for was Rachel.
被偏偏偏骗了四个太太，一大堆孩子。
He was deceived, so he got more wives.
真的爱的才能生一个儿子叫做约瑟。
But the only child I love is Joseph.
所以你知道他表现出来了，这最后把拉杰跟约瑟摆在最后面。
So Rachel and Joseph were the last.
前面的都可以杀光，叫他哥哥杀到手软了，就不再杀后面了。
So he felt all of those can be killed off. Well, not the Rachel or the Joseph.
但是大家看就好，他最爱的是自己。
But of course, the one he loved most is still himself.
最后面的一个。
Because he's the last one.
我不管我多爱这些啊，说你的丈夫说对太太 I love you.
So her husband telling their wife, I love you.
下次拿这个 Are you sure?
You tell them, Are you sure?
你说是谁站在最后面的
Who is the last one to face the adversity?
雅各是非常有仇 有才干天然的才干有手段的人
So he is very capable and he's very scheming
但你发现啊当他要过河那一下
But、
huh? 过亚伯渡口
Oh, but in that Peniel, that place,
啊，并入伊勒那里啊，他有一件事说，神不祝福我，我不让你走。
He said, "If you're not gonna bless me, I'm not gonna let you go."
弟兄姊妹啊，我们一定要一个强烈的心求主啊，我要你的。
We need to have this heart, this strong desire.
不管我有多能干，我有多少的方法，我知道没有你还是不行的。
No matter how capable I have, no matter how much plan.
这样的。我们属主的人有救了。
Without you, it's nothing. If we're like that, there's hope for us.
所以你知道神最后什么？那个使者，那个天使摸了他大腿窝一把。
So the angel touched the sinew of his thigh.
你知道人的，我不是中医啊，我圣经讲的，不是我讲。大腿窝是人的力量是最强壮的地方。
The Bible said that sinew is the strength.
你是把人能够撑起来的。
That's the place where it can support the whole person.
神知道，就摸他天然能力最强的时候，把他摸一下。
So the Lord touched the strongest part of his nature.
他从此瘸腿了。
And from then on, he limped.
你要知道，我们的天性一定会发作的。
Our natural life will always come out.
但是你想想，我一走，哎呀，没力了。
But every step, he will find out he doesn't have strength.
你就知道，哎，我不能够再，我发作不起来。
Then he realized that the natural life cannot come out anymore.
你就知道他从那个时候回去之后，他就开始是他孩子对付他了，是不是把约瑟卖掉
？So you find out later on, his kids were against him. They make him they sold off his favorite son.
你没有看到他做什么
？He didn't do anything.
他只是来到神面前。
He only come before God.He was sad,
但是他没办法作为
but he didn't do anything.
但到最后，他竟然能够对法老来祝福。
But at the end of his life, he was able to bless Pharaoh.
永远是位分高的，跟位替位分低的来祝福，他凭什么？法老是美国总统，你只是个平民去给他祝福。
Now, usually, it's always somebody high up who can bless the lower. Pharaoh is just like a U.S. president at that time, and yet Jacob blessed him.
你就发现神给我们带到这种地步，乃是给我们能够到了什么叫做死后复活的境地。
This is where the Lord is leading, that we will be on the realm of resurrection.
天然的人什么都是凭自己靠自己。
The natural man only depends on himself.
一个复活的人不凭自己，只凭靠主。
A resurrected person do not depend on himself but depend on the Lord. And it's not for himself but for the Lord.
今天主要带我们是要给我们进入一个复活的境地。
Today the Lord wants to bring us to the realm of resurrection.
你不经过死你就不知道什么叫复活。
And yet if you do not pass through death you do not know resurrection.
所以我们刚才讲了十字架不是苦的一个记号十字架是一个死的记号。
So the crucifixion is not a sign of suffering, but a sign of death.
乃是目的把我们带到能够复活的情况。
It is to bring us to resurrection.
我们看摩西。
If we look at Moses,
圣经告诉我们他是学尽埃及一切的学问。
We know that he learned of everything from Egypt.
他说他说话行事大有能力。
In his speech, in his words, it's full of strength.
他也认为。I'm capable, 我可以的。
He also thinks he's capable.
所以他要救以色列百姓的时候，一拳把埃及人打死。
So when he decided to save the Israelites, he killed off the Egyptians.
你知道他能力也强，我想他一定很多肌肉啊，那个能够打死人的。
I'm sure he's muscular and very strong.
但是你看神不能用他。
But the Lord cannot use him.
把他摆到旷野四十年。
And so he placed him in the wilderness for 40 years.
后来他写诗篇九十篇。
Later on, he wrote Psalm 90.
他说啊，人一般七十岁，最多到八十岁，差不多了，一生走完了。
He said usually people live 70 years, maybe 80.
没想到到了八十岁的时候， 现在开始用了。
But it was only in his 80 that the Lord started to use him.
用到他120岁。
Used him until 120 years old.
所以我们要知道，当我们来学习侍奉神的时候。
So when we learn to serve the Lord,
神不要我们用天然的能力侍奉。
The Lord does not want us to serve him by our natural strength.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我很喜欢唱歌。
You probably know I love to sing.
我也能够带大家唱歌。
And I can lead people singing.
我这个讲过哈，有一年在西安聚会，我带诗歌。
One year I was leading the songs, singing in West Coast Conference.
你知道，我就觉得这个唱诗不是很好，我这次来带应该把它带好一点。
I feel well, the singing there was not so good, so maybe this time when I lead will be better.
我跟你讲，就是那个意念进来。
Now that thought came in.
我还没做任何事。
I didn't even do anything yet.
一开口，声音没掉。
When I opened my mouth, there was no voice coming out.
一千人坐在下面，我站在那没声音。
So there were 1,000 people sitting there, and I have no voice.
不是讲笑话。
Well, this is not joking matter.
神不容许我们用天然来服侍他。
The Lord does not want us to serve Him with our nature.
我那时候只能够在主面前的主啊，你救我，怎么诗歌要带完啊？
Said, oh, I have to finish this song leading.
这个学了一个很深的功课。
I learned a deep lesson here.
我们今天在主的面前，不是凭你有天然的才干就能够服侍主的。
Today it is not out of your natural ability that you can serve the Lord.
神不用的。
The Lord does not want to use your natural ability.
所以我今天跟大家的交通哈。
So today in my sharing with you,
我们要经历圣灵的话，需要我们主动。
To experience the word of God, we need to take action.
我们主动住在主里面，来顺从圣灵。那圣灵的能力会帮助我们。
We need to abide in Him and walk in the Spirit, and He will help us.
他可以帮助我们除去肉体的邪情私欲。
He will take away the lusts of the flesh and the affections of the flesh.
天天舍己，背十字架。
Deny yourself and take up your cross daily.
主能够改变我们对其的倚靠，很多的意见与主上。
The Lord can change our dependence on self and our being opinionated and depending on ourselves.
对付我们的天然，主会这个环境使我们没有这么能够再靠自己的能力。
And to deal with our natural man, the Lord will arrange circumstances that we cannot depend on our natural ability.
我觉得我过去错的一件事情就是说，我的死完全是主做的。I do nothing. 我什么都不用做。
In the past, the wrong concept I have that is that the death God Lord has done it. I don't do anything.
所以我常发现怎么这个就不 work。主如果你做了，我就可以在这里应该成就了，没成就。
If the Lord has done it, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just here.
但是主给我们看见是有我们的责任该尽的。
But the Lord showed me that there is our part there that we need to do.
但是我们好好赶快来学。
That we will all quickly learn this.
摩西用了40年，神才把它改过来。
The Lord used 40 years to change Moses.
年长弟兄们常跟我们说，一个人要看见了，再被主改了，大概要20年。
After you've seen and to be completely changed,It takes 20 years.
请问我们有几个二十年？
Do we have 20 years or how many 20 years?
现在如果十几二十岁的他们可以，二十年后他们才四十几岁。
If you're in your teens, you have because by after 20 years you'll be close to 40.
如果像我这个过了五十岁，二十年七十岁了。
But for me who's past 50, in 20 years I'm gonna be in my 70s.
现在学已经蛮晚的。
It's already very late to learn it.
求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
要知道，有人过了50年都没学。
some people after 50 years they never learn.
有人一辈子都没学。
Or their whole life they never learned it.
但耶稣怜悯我们，不是这样。
But may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们愿意，我们这个旧人，肉体、血与天然的生命都能够被对付。
That this old man, this flesh, this self will all be dealt with.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的救恩是远超过我们所能够想象的。
It is true that your salvation is beyond our thinking.
因为你所成就的是何等大的事。
Because what you have accomplished is so great.
主啊，今天求你吸引我们。
Lord, today, please draw us to you.
给我们有一个心说主啊，我们要你。
That we will have a heart that we want you, Lord.
所以因着这个要你的心，求你做工在我们身上。
Because of this heart, may you work in us.
使我们愿意放下自己。
That we are willing to lay down ourselves.
我们放下自己许多的主张意见。
Lay down our opinion and our thinking.
放下许多我们自己能力所能做的。
Lay down the things that we can do with our own strength.
我们能够专心的来依靠你。
That singly we will depend on you.
给我们因为来信靠你，给我们经历你是那位可信靠的主。
And because we believe in you and have faith in you, you will be, we will experience that you are the one we can trust.
主啊，我们都是你用重价所买赎的。
We have been redeemed by you with a great price.
求主得着我。
May the Lord take hold of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.